share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. So, Nas Daily is no stranger to controversy in Malaysia. From his video about Hassan Kantar, the refugee who was living in KLIA for 6 months, to his video about Singaporean drivers, where he showcased a Malaysian car parked terribly, he just can't seem to connect with Malaysians as much as he wants to. In one of his videos, he even called Malaysia the forbidden land, where he shares how he cannot enter Malaysia because of his Israeli passport and how he hopes that one day, both respective governments will become friends so that he could visit. Well, it looks like he might have found a loophole around the restriction. Nas Daily took to his TikTok account to share how he had purchased a passport from the Caribbean nation of St. Kitts and Nevis so that he could go around the restrictions of his Israeli passport. At Nas Daily, reply to at Zachary Krishnan, guess how much this passport cost me. All reply to the right guess. Musical note original sound, Nas Daily. In his TikTok video, he shared, I'm banned from visiting Malaysia, I am banned from Libya, I am banned from Oman. Because of my Israeli passport, I am banned from visiting 20 countries. So, you know what I did? I bought another passport from the Caribbeans, St. Kitts and Nevis. I became a Caribbean citizen and an Israeli citizen, and now, I can enter Malaysia, I can enter Libya, I can enter Oman, I can enter any country that I am banned from. He also urged his audience to guess how long and how much it took for him to obtain the new passport, and that he would respond to the right answer. One netizen guessed, 2 months and $150,000, $617,475.00, to which he replied, very close. Though it is unsure as to whether he obtained the St. Kitts and Nevis passport and citizenship legally, Malaysians are just not having it. Many took to social media to bash the content creator and urge the authorities to beware and stop him when he tries to enter our borders. This comment goes, the government should be careful with him. Maybe there's something he might do in Malaysia. This comment says, let's attack his Facebook in protest of him entering Malaysia, only then will he think twice before entering. This comment reads, let's all call to the government to disallow him from entering. While many of the comments claimed that he might have hidden agendas for his desire to visit Malaysia, it could also very well be because he really wants to try authentic Malaysian food. I have a great appreciation for your culture and people. In fact, many of them I met in Singapore and we're really good friends now, he said in his The Forbidden Land video. World of Buzz has since reached out to Nas Daily for comment but have yet to hear back. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, Machines believe that foreigner deserved to get beaten up for selling pirated shirts. Source. TikTok source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.